From down in the pit to up on the screen on this moment of Indiana history. Mary Jane Ward's novel, The Snake Pit, was released in 1946 to glowing reviews from literary critics and psychiatrists alike, who hailed it as an honest portrait of mental illness and current methods of treatment. After Random House made Ward's story its Book of the Month Club selection, The Snake Pit made over $100,000 in its first month. The movie version won an Oscar and received 6 nominations. The ostensibly fictional account of a young Midwestern writer's breakdown and recovery was later revealed to have been based on its author's own experience. Born in Fairmont, Indiana, in 1905, Mary Jane Ward was married to statistician and writer Edward Quayle. Like the novel's heroine, Virginia Cunningham, Ward accompanied her husband from Evanston, Illinois, to New York's Greenwich Village. The couple's ensuing financial troubles precipitated her admission to Rockland State Hospital in Orangeburg, New York, in 1941, where her therapy over the next 8 months included scalding baths and electroshock treatments. Several years later, Ward's second cousin, Ross Lockridge Jr., the author of Raintree County, checked into the Indianapolis mental facility. Ending his own life in March 1948, Lockridge never saw Raintree County become the nation's best-selling novel or a star-studded motion picture. Diagnosed with schizophrenia, but likely suffering from bipolar illness, Mary Jane Ward wrote a total of 8 novels and lived to the age of 75. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.